Thank you for giving me the opportunity to present to you today, and I apologize for not getting here to load this earlier, but I was tied up with another meeting earlier today. So I was here last year to give you an initial presentation about the smartphone app that we've developed in our group for scheduling irrigation, and I'm back this year because we've made some significant breakthroughs in terms of making this app available across the Cotton Belt, and I want to show you how that's going to work. So, I want to show you too where you can get the app. There's a website called smartirrigationapps.org, and I also want to point out that the app is one of many in the suite of apps that we're developing, and you can see a lot of interesting crops there, including urban turf. But what's probably important for you as consultants is that we're also in the process of developing one for soybeans, which is often grown in rotation, of course, with cotton. And so that's going to be available in a year to 2 years. I'm not sure exactly when it will be released to the public, let's say 2 years from now. So that's coming down the pike. So this app, I want to give you a quick summary of how it works before I tell you about the new developments. But basically, it's a simple soil water balance app. So essentially what we're doing is we're starting out with an estimate of how much water is in the soil profile, and then we're subtracting crop evapotranspiration from that soil profile and adding rain and irrigation. So we're just keeping a balance through the growing season. So the current version of the app, the one which I presented last year, has a very localized footprint because it's using data from weather stations in Georgia and Florida. And that has been its big limitation in terms of adoptability because it's limited basically to southern Georgia and northern Florida. So I'll talk about how that's changing. So we're using data from weather parameters to calculate evapotranspiration, which is the basis of the calculations. And also the fundamental part of the app is that we use these crop coefficient curves, like the one you see in the photograph here. So the crop coefficient curve tells the model how much water the plant is using during different parts of its life stage compared to a reference evapotranspiration calculation. And the data we're using for the Southeast was developed from a number of studies that were done in Mississippi and Louisiana and other parts of the Southeast, and we've adapted it based on experiments we've done in Georgia and Florida. So it's going to be important as we move this to a larger footprint that we have more crop coefficient curves in the app, which I'll discuss in a few minutes. So these are some snapshots of what the app looks like. The main thing is we've tried to design this thing so that it's very user-friendly. Once you set it up, which takes a few minutes, you don't have to actually open up the app unless you get a notification. So the picture on the far left shows you typical notifications. We send notifications when the crop changes growth stage to make sure that the app is really mimicking what's going on in your field. It also sends you notifications when we think it's time for irrigation events. So let me use the pointer here to identify some of this if I can get it up. So the main important part of the main user interface is this little bar here, which shows you graphically what the soil water deficit is. You can see that it's halfway depleted, so you have that 51% number here. The notifications will start coming when we reach about 40%. Okay. We don't recommend how much to apply, but you can infer that by looking at how much water is needed to bring the soil profile back to full capacity. Another important part is at the very bottom of the screen here is accumulated growing degree days. And a key part of our crop coefficient curve is that it runs on growing degree days and not days after planting. This is where we get a lot of strength in the app compared to traditional extension recommended checkbook methods, because those methods don't take into account cloudy days, cool weeks, and so on. So growing degree days match the growth cycle of the crop. We have that when the user starts this up, you enter amount of irrigation. That's a default irrigation, but you actually physically have to tell it when you've irrigated. So the app doesn't automatically assume you've irrigated. And any of those numbers can be changed pretty easily by going to the far screen on the right. So rain is a very important part of keeping the soil water balance right. So the current version of the app uses data from the closest weather station to you to estimate how much water you've received via rain, and it sends you a notification, and it's very important for you as a user to check to make sure that the amount of rain predicted by the weather station is actually how much you received in your field, and you can correct that if it's off. So Just to show you some metrics, if you're interested in the, there's a paper that's been published. It has all the detailed data of the plot trials where we've compared this. But just to give you an idea of its performance compared to the University of Georgia extension checkbook method, what you see here is a table that shows you the percent yield difference between the checkbook method and the app. So the plus means that the app had more yield than the extension checkbook method as an irrigation scheduling tool. And then the irrigation water difference, the minus shows that the percentage of water used by the app that was less than the checkbook method. So in every case, less water was used and more yield was produced. So the app is a pretty good tool, right? Okay, so it has limited footprint. We've had a fair amount of users, as you can see here, over the past 4 years. But what we want to do now is ramp this up so that it's available belt-wide. So how are we going to do that? Well, with support from Cotton Incorporated, we have been exploring ways to incorporate nationally available data sets for weather into the app. So NOAA has developed a couple of very interesting tools that we're going to be using. One is this RTMA mesoscale analysis, which provides precipitation and temperature on a 2.5 kilometer grid for the whole 48 states in the continental U.S. So we've developed a routine that allows us to extract for a specific lat long the precipitation and temperature for a 2.5 kilometer grid. So you register your field, we know your coordinates, we can extract the precipitation and the temperature from that field. So this sounds trivial, but it was actually quite a bit of work, and it's a pretty big breakthrough to be able to do this for a lot of lat longs all across the Cotton Belt. On the left side, you see some graphs where we've been comparing the precipitation from the RTMA data versus ground-based weather stations. And you know what's going on is that the ground-based weather stations catch, of course, all the precipitation, and the RTMA misses the extreme events a little bit. So it underestimates some extreme events, and it underestimates some very small events. But in general, I think it's about as good as if you're a couple of miles away from a weather station and you're in the southeast and you have a lot of convective thunderstorms. I'm not sure how it performs in the West yet. We haven't done those evaluations, but I think it's going to be better in the West than it is in the Southeast. So the next step is for us to calculate evapotranspiration, because we're using the weather stations right now to calculate evapotranspiration. So what's going on is that NOAA has a tool called the Forecast Reference CT tool that they've released recently. Now, keep in mind, this is a forecast tool. So what they're doing is they're forecasting evapotranspiration for the whole continental U.S. And they've made it very easy for you to ping their data with a lat long so that you can extract their forecast ET for your particular location. So now we're going to be combining those two data sets to replace the ground-based weather stations. And you can see here four graphs where we'd be comparing the reference ET to the forecast reference ET to the calculated ET from the weather stations. And it does pretty well. So the next step, so by April 2017, we will have a new version of the app available for free. It'll be available for Android and for iPhone platforms. You will be able to use it wherever you are in the Cotton Belt. We will have a number of different soil crop coefficient curves embedded in it. Your lat long will determine which crop coefficient curve will be applicable to your location. So what we're asking you to do is, if you're doing any irrigation scheduling with your clients, or if you're a producer and is doing irrigation scheduling, is download the app, it's free, and sort of run it in parallel this first year with what you're normally doing just to see how it performs. And I'm particularly interested in hearing from you on how well the app is forecasting the phenological changes in the crop as you go through the growing season. So particularly here at the bottom, of the app, where you see the growing degree days and you get a notification, say you're at first flower or you're at first open bowl. So that's really important for us. So April 2017, it will be available. And I've got my email address here and my Twitter account, so we'll be releasing some of this on the Twitter as well. But if you have any interest in this, I'll stick around here for a few minutes through the break so you can contact me, or please send me an email. And this is a real photograph, so we do have some interesting critters in our fields, don't we, Dr. Kimmerite?
Thank you very much.
Okay, thank you.